This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
How are you all doing? We are excited to be here with you tonight.
We are silly tonight.
Oh my gosh, guys, if you could only hear our conversations before we actually get on here to record, it is some of the funniest conversations, I promise you. And if you guys could only see the video, you would see Tiffany with pink hair in the sides. Hot pink hair and actually pink ears.
Yes. I am currently color processing. I have a big event coming up and priorities. I don't have my speech written yet, but I do have my outfit picked out and my hairstyle. So all is well in the world.
That's right. And you were talking about how fun that is to get ready for an event so you can have a new outfit that will match your hair. I mean, it's all about the accessories.
Right. We don't need to be over-prepared. We need to have lots of room for the Holy Spirit to shine.
That's right. That's right. Jesus. And you can look cute in the process, right?
Yeah. Exactly. I've been painting my shoes, too, to match my outfit.
Oh,
with
man.
With acrylic paint. Yeah, I'm doing it. And glitter. Let's just do it. You know, get the whole outfit together before the speech.
That sounds right. I've got to see a picture of this for when you actually go to do this talk. That's so funny. That's hilarious. But on a serious note, we are both actually available to speak at any point in time. If you have an event that you'd want us to come to either individually or together, because you get all this fun if you have us both, we are available. The email address that you would send us a request to, it's in the show notes. Check it out. Also, that email address is for if you have any questions or show ideas, we would love to hear from you.
Yes. Jen and I have both been keynote speakers, and we love to talk about subjects like, of course, trauma, taking next steps, healing, those things that are very important to us. So,
amen. Yep.
We would love to chat with you or your church or your community event, whatever that looks like.
Small group,
and I
big
will
group.
Pick out an outfit around your event. So, and a hairstyle.
That's so funny. That is very funny. Oh my goodness. Like I said, folks, you got to see the video. Anyway. So tonight we're going to talk about processing and how we both process and a way in which I process sometimes. Like, I'm a verbal processor. Tiffany, you said you are a verbal processor as well. However, when I can't get to the root of a problem, I do what's called a brain dump. And so I'm going to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to explain it, that is. But we're just going to talk about just different kinds of processing. So,
So let's talk about why first. Why we would do a brain dump or need to verbal process. And really, I think the goal, right, is to get to the root of whatever the pain is.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Circumstances come up. Situations happen. I hurt Jen's feelings. Jen hurts my feelings. But really, it wasn't even about the situation. It was about a wound inside of us that was kicked.
Yep.
And it's our job to go back and uncover that, what that is. It's like being your own private investigator and finding out what that is and then welcoming the Lord into that space, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You have to be brave enough in some situations, it takes bravery, that is, to be able to ask yourself, why do I feel this way? Why am I acting this way? And bravely go into every answer that pops up. No matter how weird it sounds, it may lead you to another thought. But if you follow those thought processes down, you'll get to the answer. God is, and by his Holy Spirit, is really good at revealing those things if we ask him to. So,
amen.
But like verbally processing, I do all the time when I'm trying to figure out a problem. And sometimes it will occur when I'm like lost in my own stuff in the moment. But typically for me, I do what's called a brain dump. And I've been explaining to a couple of friends as of late on how to do that. And so for me, when I've gotten like, when I react poorly or I'm stuck in a loop of negative thought about myself or about someone else, and I can't figure out why, I will sit down and do my version of a brain dump. Now, where this came from is I project manager. And whenever you're first trying to come up with all of the answers to a problem or a thing that you want to accomplish, you will whiteboard it out in most cases you whiteboard it out. That's how I do it. And so you just keep asking yourself, like, where's this particular project? Like, where does it need to go? And who's it going to impact? And you try to think through all of the potential issues. And so I did that with a problem I had one time, and it was, I feel hopeless. And so I let myself just have these initial thoughts of why I felt hopeless. And so like one of my first answers were nothing was going to change, that I can't produce anything good. And then it was like, this is all there is. And so then I knew that wasn't the reason, though, why I truly felt hopeless. So then I followed those thought processes down individually. And it eventually led to that I feel useless. That was what was making me feel hopeless. Now, it took me asking myself continuously why. And if you keep doing that, you will eventually land on what the bottom line issue is, what the wound is, what the doorway is to your overreaction, or whatever it is. You can truly get to the root of that problem. And I have a whole book that I keep here at my desk when I need to brain dump. And it's got many, 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 many pages of just different issues. Like if I've had a problem with an individual and I can't figure out why, I will ask what it is that it's actually, what bruise it's actually poking. And then once I know what that is, then I confess that to God. Like, and these next steps I can't take credit for. I actually learned those at Bear Creek. And if any of you folks out there know anything about Bear Creek, they are a wonderful, wonderful organization in the Carolinas. Georgia. Sorry. I was like, Carolinas? Nope, that's not right. Georgia. And they have a ministry that is just very prophetic and wonderful, and they bring deliverance, and it's just an awesome thing. Tiffany has went through it a couple of times. I've been through it. It's just a great place. You should totally check it out. And they talk about once you identify what your wound is or your bruise, then you confess it to the Lord. You renounce your agreements with it. You ask the Holy Spirit into that place. And you also renounce Satan in that thing. You bind the strong man in that whole thing. And then you ask the Holy Spirit into that space. And then you just praise God for the answered prayer. And the additional step that I put on that is I also then look up scripture to counteract the thought that I had originally had about myself, what God says the truth about me is. In whatever the issue is. You're looking at me so strange through the video.
No.
Concentrating so hard. I'm like, what?
I'm not looking at, I had a ladybug flying up my face.
I thought, man, I'm explaining this and she's looking so intently at me like, maybe I've said something wrong. Oh, she's looking at an insect. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry
it's
about
all
that.
Good, Jen. Yes.
I'm gonna totally edit this out.
No, leave it.
Okay, I'll leave it. You folks can hear some of the funny.
Yes.
But no, so that in essence, that's my process, is brain dumping it out on paper to get to the root cause, find out what the bruise is. Then I confess that before the Lord. I renounce my agreements with it. I bind Satan, kick him out of the situation, ask the Holy Spirit into it, and then I praise God for it. And then I guard or gird myself up with scripture on whatever
Yeah.
that is.
And I mean, these principles are biblical. We take every thought captive, right? And that's a way to go about this. And for me, I often do it in my quiet time with the Lord. And I do it kind of the same way Jen has explained it, except for I don't typically write it out, but I know writing things out is very powerful. And so if that's the way you process things, I totally recommend you do that. But the way I've done it in the past is knowing that I have been hurt and wounded, and I can't let something go, and it's really painful. And so usually during my quiet time, I'm just asking the Lord, like, what is this, God? And so sometimes it's like within an action. And so one of my root causes or wounds or I am statements, core beliefs, there's so many things out there that talk about core beliefs and things like that. But one of mine is I am too much. And so that doesn't often get kicked anymore. That's why I run around with pink hair and I'm living my extra life. But
Which is cool, though.
sometimes if I get around a more quiet or analytical audience, and I am just being me and fun and brilliant and all the things, sometimes a individual can still kick that wound sometimes just by a look. Or if it's someone that's super important in my life, and they just kind of kick that bruise. And so we know it's painful because, or we know it's like we got to get to the bottom of it, because someone looking at you some kind of way really shouldn't send you spiraling down and out of control. But the pain is so deep because it had nothing to do with that person and everything to do with a cycle and a wounding that you experienced probably in childhood. And that's why we have to get to the deep, deep things, so things don't keep taking us out, right? Like, and making us and taking away our identity. God created me this unique and this brilliant and this fun and this outgoing on purpose. And I'm the one that at some point, because of maybe other people's influence, came to the conclusion that that was too much, right? Like my personality was too much. So I believe that because of other influences, because of the way people made me feel, but I took that on as an identity that I was too much. And so I can often feel that one now because that's such a big root cause, but processing that through the with the Lord, and asking and inviting him into that dark space that was so dark and so painful. He's really the wounding, he's taken away so much of the wound that it's not as painful anymore. And most of the time, not at all. I am loud and proud, and
Pink.
even in a room full of quiet, analytical people, sorry if you don't like me, talk to the Lord, so it's become my superpower. And I like the way Bear Creek put it. They drew it out like a battery, right? Like some of these things we've already believed. So if we believe them, they're no longer lies, right? They're the truth. Because we believe them, they're the truth. So that is like the battery, that's the negative, and God is the positive in that situation. Without both of those components, it doesn't really work, right? So to lean on, like I think Paul, towards the end of his life, came to some conclusions that basically he was nothing. Nothing. And so that was an amazing place for Paul to be in, because the Lord was lifted higher and the Lord was able to work with nothing.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so it's okay. Like the I am too much statement, because of all of the cleaning up and healing he's done and inviting him into that space, he has really made that a superpower for me now. Like I get to go boldly be a hot mess in front of everyone, and the Lord uses it. Like, oh, if that girl can
you're
do
being
it.
yourself, right? You're
Right.
being the person that God created you to be. You're
Right.
being authentic to who you are.
Yes. And it's so relatable to everyone else, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Like, I can do it. Like, she's not acting put together. She doesn't have a mask on. You know, she's not going up on stage speaking like she has all of her stuff together. No, in fact, is even as, you know, more practiced as I become at it, I will never want to get to a space where I look like I have it all together, because that's not relatable. That's not getting on the same level of people like Jesus did when he was here on earth, right? So these things really can become our superpowers, but we have to heal them first.
Yeah.
And
So
that's inviting the Lord into that space.
well, and I want to back up with you to like the beginning of when you were trying to process that, since our issue or not issue, our subject is
processing.
How we process. So
Yep.
how did you get from feeling like you weren't being accepted and like, I don't know, however you were feeling, I don't want to put words in your mouth, to when you arrived to the root cause of, I feel like I'm too much.
Well, for me, when I am feeling a certain way, I start looking back at situations in my life where I felt that way. And I go back as far as I can remember. And this one is really far back, because I was completely different than my siblings. So I can remember feeling too much from a very early stage, loud and, you know, over the top and outgoing and always performing and things like that. So that triggered, looking back at where did I first feel that feeling? And sometimes we can't remember. Like, I'm sure that this was pretty much, you know, toddler years, I would assume, because I am who I am, right? So toddler years, I probably felt that and shrink back a little. But then I look at, what did that feeling cause me to do? What are the side effects of that feeling, right? So to get to that, we have to look at that. Well, the side effects for me were shrinking back, not being fully me, becoming a pleaser, trying to fit the narrative of everyone else, like being a chameleon, like fitting my audience. So that was the side effects that need cleaned up for me. And one of the ways that, obviously inviting the Lord into that space, but one of the ways God took me on a journey of cleaning that up, and everyone is different, but for me, it was boundaries. For years, it's been boundaries of, no, I'm going to be me and I'm going to walk in my identity. And if you don't like that, that's okay. But before, because pleaser and not wanting to be too much, I would have shrunk back to make the situation okay for
you
them.
know what? So many women do that too, as a side note. They make themselves smaller to fit
Right.
into certain situations. So anyway,
right.
I thought of that when you said that you were like pulling yourself back to pretend to be something else so you could fit. Yeah.
And folks, I don't have it in me anymore. It was one of the heaviest weights that I carried for so long. I can't wear a mask if I try anymore. It's too painful. Like, I have to be authentic at this point. Like, once you taste the freedom of walking in your identity like fully, and you're comfortable with who you are, you just don't want to go back. You do not want to go back. It is so good because we search our whole stinking lives. We think we're searching for a purpose, like a purpose being a job or a ministry or something like that. Our purpose was in the cre our creation from the creator. Our purpose was in who we are. That was our purpose. Being is our purpose. So if I'm fully being me, just being me, who God created me to be, I'm fulfilling my purpose because I'm fitting into one of those puzzle pieces that literally the creator created me to be. So it's not about the doing, it's about the being.
Being authentically you and glorifying God in that, like, is that ultimately is what we're supposed to do, is to glorify God. That's our purpose. I mean, how I see our purpose. So yeah, and that ties right into it. If you're being your authentic self, you're going to fully glorify the Lord in who you are, because he made you the way you are on purpose and with purpose. Like, it's all of your extra, as you called it, is it's for his glory, right? Yep. And that's good.
And
That's good.
who are we honoring? Man on earth? Or are we honoring God? And
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. I will not be worried about men, or it's not men. I'm not attacking a gender, but male or
People.
female,
People.
yes, on this earth anymore. Like, I have to honor my father, and I'm falling in love with his creation, and that creation is me. He did a great
Yeah.
job.
Yes, he did.
One of my root causes was I thought I was a mistake. And so not believing that anymore, one of my wounds is I'm overlooked. Oh, that one's a little painful still. That one's still a little sore. And you'll feel these little wounds being like, oh, that's a big one. Or that one still has a little work to do. Like, that one
Yeah.
still gets kicked. And so if we're feeling them and experiencing the pain of them, we should be taking them to the Lord every day. Every day. Like, God, I need the darkness out of it, and I need your light into that space.
Yep. Well, in case in point for me, like, one of my big core beliefs that I can remember very early on being told about it is I'm too emotional. I'm too emotional. Like, I had a parent pronounce that over me. You're too emotional. You need to be more stoic. And I heard that so often, and I fought with myself on how to not be so emotional. And I would work so hard at it that I would be so unhappy that I couldn't express how I felt. Like, I couldn't be honest about where I was or whatever. And one of the beautiful things that, like, God walked me through was he's an emotional God. Like, he made us with emotions. Emotions are good. It's the actions that come from the emotions that become the sin. And so, like, I feel like I feel. And it was such a wonderful, freeing, like, I like me kind of thing, where it was like, oh yeah, I'm in touch with my emotions. That's okay. And every now and then it creeps back up and I have to, like, fight it down. In fact, just this past Sunday, I had an incident happen. And the first thing I thought of was, oh, I'm too emotional. I'm just too emotional. And it was like, okay, no, we're not going back there. We're not going back into that old stinking mess of poo. We're gonna work it out. We're going to take it back to the Lord, and we're going to confess the truth of who God says I am.
Well, I think there's power in, again, the way they kind of did it was making it your superpower. And being too emotional, I think, is one of your superpowers, right?
Yeah,
Like,
I
You
firmly
know what I
believe
mean?
that.
Like, I think it's okay. Like, I think it's okay to say, yeah, I'm too emotional, and that's why I need the Lord so deeply, right? Like I'm too much. That's why I need the Lord to come. Like, I think it's okay to make that a superpower.
Yeah,
Like
go ahead. Sorry,
your gift, your empath gifting.
well,
Like,
that's what I was
these
gonna
things
say.
are
Yeah.
super on purpose, you know? Like, it's a gift. Like, for years, the everyone around me has told me I talk too much.
Oh.
And I mean, forever, and told me to shut up. And now God is allowing
Using
people to pay me to speak. It's so cool. It's
that's
so
so
cool.
funny.
I mean, it is. God really uses everything, folks. And God obviously don't think I talk too much. That's, he created me to talk this much. You
Yep,
know, like, he gave
exactly.
me the gift of gab. So he doesn't make any stinking mistakes. So
Amen.
I'm honoring him, and I'll just talk, 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 talk,
Oh
because
my
he gave me
goodness.
my voice back. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I was accused of that when I was little, as I talk too much. You talk too much. You need to be more quiet. And it's like, and now I podcast and I speak and I share. And it's like, yeah, it's good stuff. It is a superpower. My talking too much has led to God using that. Your talking too much has allowed God to use that. Like, you know what I mean? I can see the superpower thing.
Amen. Yeah, and I love that Bear Creek said that, because that really helped me be like, oh, you know, like Paul saying he's nothing. That's a superpower. Like, my dependency on the Lord, I am nothing without you. God, I need you to
Amen.
come
Yeah.
in. Like, I will boldly walk in my nothingness, because I have nothing to offer these people, and you have everything for them. You know, it's showing up in a humble spot. So I'm all for this superpower thing.
Yeah, me too. Me too, me too. I just love the fact that God changes the narrative against the lies that we have believed about ourselves, and that is renewing our mind. It's renewing our person, our identity. It gives us hope. It like if you're out there struggling with whatever you think is a personality flaw or a whatever you think it is, I challenge you to think of it differently, that and ask God where He wants to use that particular thing that makes you you. Because God does not make mistakes. He just doesn't. He's incapable of making mistakes. So
And
just gonna say that.
you're all a piece of his puzzle, and you're all so important. And
Amen.
stop worrying about what you need to do
Yeah.
for this kingdom. Just be who he created you to be. Get to the bottom of that identity and ask hard questions. And why do I feel this way? Do these brain dumps, because I'm telling you, it's a beautiful wholeness journey. And we could literally talk about these things all day, because I have so many core beliefs. I will drop a resource for you real quick. I know we're wrapping up, but one of our previous guests, her name is Lisa Schwarz, and she wrote an amazing book called Enforcing You. And Enforcing You talks a lot about core beliefs and kind of getting to the root cause of it. And so I think that will be helpful too, just to have a resource as well. But it's
That's
actually my
good.
favorite book of hers.
Yeah.
So, and it's a different ministry, but again, it's the same thing. It's getting to your core belief and healing those things with the Lord. So.
Yeah, that's good. And if you want to know who she is, you can find one of our past episodes. I do not know what number it is, but it will say in the title that it was an interview with Lisa Schwarz, and she was fun. She was really fun. So,
He's a
yeah,
little
hi.
firecracker.
She is.
Love
She
it.
is. She's a soldier for the Lord, that's for sure. So,
Amen.
well, we are going to wrap it up there, folks. I I welcome any kind of questions about my brain dump. If you want to see some of them, email me. I'll send you some pictures if you want.
That would be fun.
Oh boy, talk about opening up my book of stuff. But yeah, you can see how I followed some patterns down to what the real issue was. But anyway, so we're always praying for you guys. We're always thinking of you guys, and we're just really grateful that you guys even take the time to listen to us. So,
Amen.
all right, until next time, folks.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2024, Parable Road, LLC.